This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hi, this is Melinda Wilkin. I'm with product marketing at VMware, and with me is Ryan Day, who is in our alliances team. And we're here today to talk to you about virtual data center automation with VMware. And one of the things that is well known in IT today is that IT is under increasing pressure and demands to get more done with less. This is what I call the business agility dilemma. On the one hand, if you look at any organization, you have a lot of forces in play. Executive management wants the organization to be flexible, to be responsive to changes or needs in the market. While on the compliance side of the business, you've got a CFO or a compliance officer who wants things done in compliance with budgets and compliance with regulatory policy. And IT or the CIO is kind of stuck in the middle trying to figure out what is the right strategy to put in place to really accommodate both of these forces. Beyond that, you've got the day-to-day IT team who's probably not even thinking about business agility because they're stuck with the job, the task of keeping the lights on. And research shows that about 75% of time and resources in any given IT shop is spent merely on day-to-day maintenance activities. So how do you solve that business agility dilemma? Really, what's creating it? We think that one of the fundamental drivers behind this dilemma and the reason that it hasn't been solved is because there has to date been a lack in the kind of IT architecture that can support solving this dilemma. And we think that the right IT architecture and really automation are the two key components to solving this dilemma. On the architecture side, one of the issues that customers are dealing with is really the proliferation of x86 servers in the data center, which creates a lot of server sprawl, as well as complexity and also rigidity in managing the applications that run on top of those servers. We believe that VMware offers the right kind of IT architecture, the right platform in our VMware infrastructure. At the end of the day, what VMware infrastructure is a data center, a virtual data center operating system. What it does is it's a software platform that abstracts, kind of breaks the bond between the OS and the underlying hardware, and then seamlessly aggregates all those computing assets, servers, network storage, into pools of capacity that create an elastic internal cloud of resources for the organization to use, really creating a single logical compute unit within the data center. So this really greatly simplifies the job of the IT administrator at a fundamental level when it comes to managing the data center. Now, over the past 10 years, customers have been moving with us toward this vision of the virtual data center operating system. And many of them today have enjoyed the dramatic benefits of server consolidation and containment. But that's really just the starting point for the benefits of flexibility, scalability, and availability that they can derive with their virtual infrastructure. Taking a step back and looking at it from a kind of an industry point of view, Gartner talks about this progression toward what they call real-time infrastructure, which is just another word for business agility. And they see virtualization as a key driver, a key enabler toward this business agility. Many, many companies, as I said, have enjoyed the benefits of data center consolidation. But as companies reach a critical mass of servers that are running in virtual mode, a lot of other opportunities start to open up. Opportunities for faster deployment, disaster recovery, automated chargeback, and other kinds of automation. And to the extent that companies can implement this policy-based automation on top of their virtual infrastructure, Gartner sees this as a key driver for driving up service levels and agility in the organization. So the question is, what is it about virtualization that makes it a key driver toward business agility? What is it that makes virtualization, you know, so well-suited for automation?
That's a great question. So fundamentally, why is virtualization key to solving this problem? A couple of different things. Starting with the shared infrastructure. So virtualization enables a shared infrastructure that helps break down pre-existing infrastructure silos. So what it does is aggregates the compute resources together and makes them available to run virtual machines and to be able to share these across different units, across different projects, across different parts of the organization. The other fundamental piece is the VM as a unit of management that has enabled flexibility for the IT organization. This allows IT teams to be able to back up, recover, manage offline, doing things like patching, configuration management of virtual machines offline. So being able to essentially manage in a much more flexible way the IT infrastructure because the VM as a unit of management enables that. The other thing the VM enables is more flexible ongoing deployment and management of the IT environment itself. So of the operating environment, the applications that are running on it, becomes really a snap and enables IT to be very responsive to the business needs. So as demands for new projects come in, it's easy to deploy a new set of infrastructure through a set of virtual machines onto this shared infrastructure. As there's a spike in demand for existing services that are running in the environment, those can be addressed by adding new virtual machines to scale out and to be able to do that very quickly, as well as when the project comes to completion or it's time to take a project offline or decommission it, the spin down, taking that out of service and reallocating those resources to other projects becomes very, very easy, and be able to do that in an automated way, again, because of this abstraction and separation between the underlying physical infrastructure and the environment and the applications that are running on it. Another concept that we introduced at VMworld is the VApp, and what this allows us to do is drive even more agility and mobility at the application level as well. Just very briefly, the VApp is a new model for describing and deploying applications that leverages the OVF virtual machine format that's a standard that VMware and other industry players have been working on. So fundamentally, this is a description of a multi-tier application that really allows automation, much like we've been delivering at the virtual machine level, for multiple virtual machine applications that span tiers.
Now, I talked earlier about the, you know, 75% of the time of the IT admins is spent doing, keeping the lights on. And the reason that so much of that time is consumed by keeping the lights on is really just the amount of tedious, labor-intensive manual management tasks that are required in a typical data center environment. And the focus of VMware's automation solutions and the way that we're leveraging the properties of virtual machines really will help customers move beyond sort of the core CapEx benefits that they're seeing with server consolidation and move towards some OpEx savings through the automation of critical IT processes. There are a number of processes across the organization that can benefit from automation with virtual machines. A great example of this is provisioning. If you think about provisioning in a physical environment, typically it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for a company to spin up a physical machine, whether it's ordering the machine, getting all of the different software loaded, testing it, whatever it takes. It just is a very intensive process to get a new physical machine provisioned. One of the great things about virtualization is it's really easy to provision a virtual machine. You can essentially just spin one up, clone one, you're done. But to be honest with you, this is kind of a good news, bad news situation. And this kind of points to once you start to automate processes in the data center on top of a virtual environment, there's some things you need to think about that you might not have to think about in the physical world. For example, in the physical world, no user would come to an IT staff person and ask, hey, can you spin up a new physical machine for me with all of the stuff loaded on it that I need by 2 p.m. this afternoon? It just wouldn't happen. But this is something that is probably, you know, you would see when you've got virtual infrastructure, VMware infrastructure in play. And so this creates some interesting dynamics. In a way, you could, two things are true, that user thinks, hey, it's really fast for you to spin up this machine for me, and it's free. But we all know that it's not really free. There's costs associated with it. One of those costs could be the fact that you are maybe inadvertently creating demand for virtual machines in ways that you wouldn't with physical machines. And so there's the risk of having sort of a fungus kind of an effect where you've got mushroom VMs kind of popping up all over the place. And this can create issues for the IT administrators who are responsible for tracking and controlling all of the VMs that are out there in the data center. One of the things that we've seen customers do when they start to see this effect is try to track this on spreadsheets. You know, I'm going to keep track of who's got what virtual machine, but it really is a very onerous way of trying to manage that. really who owns what machine, how is it configured, is it configured according to corporate standards, can I delete it, when can I delete it, what happens if I delete it. These are all issues that could be potential problems for IT if they don't get ahead of managing the lifecycle of those VMs. And so we have an automation product called VMware Lifecycle Manager, and the whole focus of Lifecycle Manager is to help manage that process of the VM lifecycle from cradle to grave, from the request of a user to the deployment, provisioning and deployment of that virtual machine to the tracking and the decommissioning. VMware Lifecycle Manager enables you to manage that whole process, to put policies in place, to leverage Virtual Center to do the automatic deployment, ultimately bring under control that entire process of managing the lifecycle of all the VMs. It's really a system of record, if you think about it, for the VMs that are out there in your data center.
If we think about this a little bit more in the end-to-end heterogeneous data center environment as well, VMware is delivering through the products that we've been talking about here, certainly under the vCenter brand. So vCenter Server, as you may know previously as Virtual Center Server, products like Lifecycle Manager that allow us to automate the provisioning of services, the managing of those services throughout its lifecycle. We're also working with a number of partners, and we have a strategy for partnering to address end-to-end management across different platforms. And fundamentally, under the vCenter brand, we've been focused on what we're calling vCenter extensibility, and all of these products have open APIs and an extensibility model for integration with partner products. And as Melinda said, the automated provisioning and lifecycle management process is giving the efficiencies and the economies of scale to drive down the operating expenses today, for example, through our vCenter lifecycle product. And that's extended to address the entire data center automation space across platforms through integration with leading data center automation solutions from our partners. For example, we announced at VMworld further collaboration with BMC on integration with their Remedy ITSM and their Atrium Orchestrator, formerly known as Runbook Automation products, with our own Lifecycle Manager product. So what that will enable customers to do is those who are using Remedy ITSM as a service request interface for provisioning or change requests, or using the Runbook Automation tools from BMC, as well as with Lifecycle Manager, will essentially be able to benefit from both the virtualization automation and lifecycle management that Lifecycle Manager provides, but tie that directly into processes that may be driven out through Remedy or through BMC Runbook Automation. More broadly, we did also announce that we've launched a program called VMware Ready for Management. And briefly, what that includes is essentially the vCenter extensibility capabilities, which is the APIs that our partners are integrating with. That's the technology foundation. And then the partners integrate and build management solutions on top of that. And we actually have a partner base of about 200 management partners that are using various forms of APIs today. And they will be going through an interoperability or qualification process under this VMware Ready brand and coming out with products then that have gone through further testing as well and are branded as VMware Ready and interoperable with our platform. So fundamentally, from a customer perspective, we're really investing in making the best virtualization management products that we can with vCenter, making those extensible to address the large end-to-end data center management problem through vCenter extensibility and VMware Ready. So you get a comprehensive set of virtualization smart management solutions from VMware and from VMware partners that ultimately help simplify management, that give you interoperability and supportability of these integrated management solutions.
So I wanted to also provide another example of automating critical IT processes. And another great example for automation with VMware is disaster recovery, specifically when it comes to protecting your business from a site outage. Traditionally, disaster recovery is fraught with tedium. There are really three different levels that you need to think about when you're managing a disaster recovery plan. One is the infrastructure, one is the data, and one is the management of the plan itself. And so traditionally, these are very, very tedious to manage, whether it's keeping the infrastructure at your primary site in sync with the infrastructure at your secondary site, whether it's figuring out how to keep the data in sync, or managing the actual recovery plan from the setup to testing to failover. These are complex, tedious processes, and at the end of the day, this complexity leads to one of two results. Either companies don't have a DR plan, it's just something too complex for them to really get their arms around, or they have a real big, thick run book, a binder that sits on somebody's desk in the primary site, sits on somebody's desk in the secondary site, that essentially chronicles or documents the disaster recovery plan. But the problem is that it's difficult to keep updated. It relies on perfect execution by a perfectly trained human being, and there's really no assurance that it actually works. It's very time-consuming to keep these runbooks current and keeping track of all the infrastructure and the data. And we hear from customers who actually have these disaster recovery drills where the IT team will come in on the weekend to try to run through that disaster recovery playbook. And they're on cell phones or walkie-talkies, bringing up server A, talking to, calling and saying, I've got server A up, you can bring up server B, okay, now we're going to do server C, let's boot this, let's boot that. At the end of the weekend, though, usually they haven't gotten through the plan, and so there's really no assurance that it works, and so they're really flying blind when it comes to the efficacy of their DR plan. These are the issues that Site Recovery Manager really is targeted to solve. It helps manage those three main aspects of DR: the infrastructure, the data, and the DR plan itself. Because it's built on VI3, on our virtual infrastructure, it greatly reduces the complexity and size of the infrastructure required to support your site recovery plan. Because it abstracts that underlying hardware, you don't have to have the exact same hardware at your primary and secondary site. No need to match that precisely. You can basically use whatever hardware is available. In fact, we've heard of a lot of companies who, when they do a data center refresh, will waterfall the hardware that they have had at their primary site, waterfall that and use that over at the secondary site. And that's just fine because it's running with virtual infrastructure. It's abstracted, and you can basically utilize that compute power, again, as that sort of single logical compute resource. The other thing is, because you can consolidate, you need less infrastructure overall. So that also reduces the complexity of the infrastructure aspect of your DR planning and execution. We also will automate the replication of the data through the capabilities of our storage partners who provide storage replication capabilities through array-based storage. We are able to, in the event of a disaster, make sure that the data is available and replicated at your recovery site immediately. And then finally, it automates the setup of the disaster recovery plan itself and makes it easy to keep up with the changes in your environment. Think about it in the physical world. Every time you add a machine, every time you add data or change data, there's this complex process of keeping that updated in the physical world and then documenting that in a DR plan. With Site Recovery Manager leveraging, again, these amazing capabilities of virtual machines, every time you add a new virtual machine to your environment, you simply indicate on that virtual machine the level of protection that you want, and it automatically is added to the DR plan, and then through vCenter, those plans are kept in sync on your primary and secondary site. The other really exciting thing about Site Recovery Manager, our product for disaster recovery, is that it enables you to actually do a real test of your DR plan. By setting up an isolated network on your secondary site, you can actually run through any of the DR plans that you have in Site Recovery Manager and see whether or not it works, tweak it, adjust it, and work on it until you know that when you press that big red button in the event of a disaster, that DR plan will actually work, will actually enable you to meet or exceed your recovery time objectives. So you can see how a product like Site Recovery Manager for disaster recovery enables you to reduce the costs associated with this IT process, reduce the risk, and reduce all of the manual tasks, no more of those weekend DR drills. And that's one of the things that we are really motivated by at VMware, is delivering products that work and delivering value to our customers.
Absolutely. We're focused on working both with our products through vCenter, so some of the products that we talked about here today, Lifecycle Manager, Site Recovery Manager, to address lifecycle automation, disaster recovery. There's certainly other automation products in the vCenter portfolio that we haven't talked about today. And we're working very hard to integrate those with our partner solutions. that are available today and continue to grow that base of customer solutions to ultimately deliver to customers the best breadth and depth of products needed for end-to-end management in the data center. Thank you.
To take advantage of the 49% discount on Site Recovery Manager, Lifecycle Manager, Stage Manager, and Lab Manager, please visit vmware.com/go/management-automation. This offer is good through December 15th. Act now while supplies last.